7:10 to go, clock running. Warsaw on their way to the semifinals. Will Cody, the head coach at Elkhart, just walked past us. Patted me on the shoulder, said, see you on Friday. These two teams, so those two teams, just met last Tuesday as Egoff has the ball taken away by Zilm for Concord. Emmerich. Warsaw won at home, 58-55, in what I could say would be a slugfest. Zilly, a spinorama in the lane for her first two of the game, 50-17. Neely, across the line, left side to Braley. Chastain to the near side, Zambrano, pass out top. Vilma got away from her defender. Chastain to the baseline, Egoff. Through a pass out top for Vilma in the lane, Neely. Back to the near side, Zambrano for three. And the rebound to Neely. Neely back up, high off the glass, no good. Rebound fought for and grabbed out of there by Fish for Concord. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. This will go really fast. If you haven't, if you're hearing your first running clock game, quarters go really fast when they don't stop. Stilley missed for three. Egoff up the baseline, all the way in for two. Ava scores to make it 52-17, Lady Tigers. Once it gets to 35 by IHSA rules, no matter what Concord does to try to come back in the game, the clock keeps running. Stilley out on the left. Now spinning is Zilm. Spins a complete circle, hands back to Stilley. Now to Emmerich. Emmerich hands off to Stilley. She'll dribble to the right, into the lane, kicks it off to Zilm. Zilm runs down the lane, shoots it lefty, and she got bumped and fouled. Foul called. This will be on Viv. And that's her first. The only thing that makes the clock stop are injuries, timeouts, and free throws. And we have free throws, so the clock stops with 5:07 as Zilm shoots it up and missed it. Concord will end their season at 5-18. It's been a painful year. They went into the season thinking that they had a roster set up. They had one tentpole player that could be a star for them. She ended up going to a different school. And they have struggled to try to piece together things all season long. Zilm puts the second one up. That one's good. That's her first point. And it is 52-18. Vilma breaks the press. Left side, we have Kyra Kaiser into the game for Warsaw. Also into the game is Allison Sloan. Zambrano drives left, puts it up, missed it, but a foul called. Zilm is going to get the foul. And Zambrano is going to go to the free throw line and shoot. Cambria with her third. And again, the clock stops with 4:45 left. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats. We'll talk with Lenny Krebs. He's going to be pretty relieved. Again, he was nervous coming here the first time because they wanted to win the conference championship. And the Lady Tigers put up 37 in the first quarter and pitched a shutout. Zambrano made the first one. She missed the second. Rebound to Concord. Emmerich. And Zilm got the ball knocked away, but it's picked back up. Drive by Casey. And a whistle and a foul called. Sloan with the foul, her first. JV had a very good season this year. They got better as the season went along. That's what you want to see from your junior varsity. They finished 13-7, and for the kids, well, I'll take that back. All five kids that are on the floor now were regulars for the JV. Casey missed the first. She gets another, looking for her fifth point. And it's high in the air, left-handed, and no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Chastain for the Lady Tigers. Brayley will dribble it out of trouble. Up ahead to Sloan. Sloan down in for the right side. Back out to Chastain. 4:15 left to play in the game. Warsaw 53, Concord 18. Warsaw on their way to their 18th win of the season. Chastain to the top, Zambrano. Zambrano backs away from trouble. Chastain One dribble, skip pass across to Sloan. Sloan drives the free throw line, kicks it out to Chastain. Now Zambrano. Zambrano between the circles, alternating left-hand, right-hand dribble, and got her pocket pick. Zilm the steal, races down, missed it. Rebound, Casey back up and in. Casey with six. 53-20, Warsaw, 3.5 minutes to go. Villamal off to the right. Chastain's got it near the sideline, right in front of Lenny Krebs. Beats her girl to the free throw line. Kicks it off to Villama. Villama, reverse layup is good. Delaney's got four, and the Lady Tigers lead 55-20. Airtime on Friday will be, again, right after the first semifinal, Northridge and Goshen. Down to the corner, three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound grab by Chastain for the Lady Tigers. Up ahead to Zambrano, in for the left, she scores. And a timeout taken here by Concord. Timeout, Minutemen, 2:48 to play in the game. Warsaw, 57. Concord, 20. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, perched high atop the southeast corner of McEwen Gymnasium. 57-20 Warsaw. I'm just sending this message out, not calling anybody out. I'm just saying, there are just like seven or eight Warsaw students here tonight. I hope that Warsaw fans show up here at McEwen at 7:30 on Friday in big numbers. This team has earned that from the community. I hope they show up because Friday's going to be a big deal. Bad pass taken away by Sloan for the Lady Tigers. Chastain in transition to the free throw line. Left side Zambrano. Out to Kaiser. Kaiser back to Zambrano. 2.5 minutes left to go in the game. Warsaw leads 57-20 over Concord at Concord. Good pass inside. Villama finds Chastain for two. She's played in a handful of varsity games. Those are her first two varsity points. 59-20. Stelly off a screen for three. Way short. Rebound fought for. Grabbed by Concord. That's Hallie Ganger. Up and no good. Rebound grabbed by Kaiser for the Lady Tigers. Chastain right back to Villama for two. You set me up, I'll set you up. Delaney's got six, and it's 61-20. Emmerich across the line. Backdoor cut, Casey shoots it, missed it. Foul called Allison Sloan. That's her second. With 136 more free throws are coming for the Minutemen. Casey at the free throw line, 0 for 2 in this game, 49% for the season. First one's up there and no good. Concord's got a new player. I didn't see her on the sectional roster. Let's see if we can find out who that is. Oh, it's Taylan Calhoun. Free throw, no good. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound comes all the way to the free throw line. Grabbed by Warsaw. Villama with 1:24 left. Down the side of the lane, lost the ball, and she tipped it out of bounds herself. So it'll belong to Concord. Taylan Calhoun. T-A-Y-L-Y-N-N. Concord with the ball. On the weave, down the lane, shot up, no good, foul called. Good drive in there by Troyer. That's Anika Troyer. And not sure who they called the foul on. Let's see what they put on the board. Free throw up and good by Troyer. They didn't put the foul up at all, so they still have Allison Sloan's second foul up there. Free throw no good. Tip to the corner. Grabbed by Zambrano for the Lady Tigers. We have 45 seconds to run off to officially punch their ticket to the semifinals on Friday. Chastain, as Warsaw spreads the floor. 35 seconds. Now Vilma. Far side, Zambrano. Viv, pressured by Calhoun, takes it out the wing, flips it off for Vilma. 25 seconds. Sloan comes out to get it. Warsaw by 40. Likely to finish up by 40. Amrick trying to harass Zambrano and did. Forced her to dribble. 9 seconds. Now to Sloan. Back to Viv. She'll cover up. And that will do it. Warsaw, a winner tonight in the first round of the sectional at Concord, beating Concord by a score of 61-21. Post-game coverage begins after these messages on News Now Warsaw. Final score tonight, Warsaw 61, Concord 21. The Lady Tigers advance on to the sectional semifinals. As expected, they will take on Elkhart in game two. Airtime will be at about 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. The final scoring in the game for Concord, Shelby Emmerich, 3 points. Cambria Zilm, 1 point. Ashlyn Fish, 5 points. Lauren Smith, 3. Dominic Stilley, 2. Anika Troyer with 1. And Hayden Casey was the leading scorer tonight with 6 points. For Warsaw, Abby Peterson, a 3. Alexis Neely, a free throw and a field goal for 3. Zoe Bergen, 2. Delaney Vilma with 6. Ava Egoff, 2. Viv Zambrano, 3. Brooke Winchester, 3. Braylee Chastain, 2. And in double figures, Jocelyn Bricker with 13, 11 of those in the first half. And Brooke Zartman, man, what a first half. 22 points before halftime. She had 6 3-pointers, 16 of those in the first quarter, when she had 4 3-pointers and became the all-time single-season leader in 3-pointers made. The 6 that she made tonight put her at 64 for the season and still at least one more game to play. Warsaw led it 26-3 at the end of one. It was 43-9 at halftime. It was 50-15 Warsaw after three. And Warsaw outscored Concord in the fourth, 11-6, for our final score of 61-21. We were never tied, and we had no lead changes. Again, the final score, Warsaw wins 61-21 over Concord. We'll have the final stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw 61, Concord 21. Final stats for tonight's game brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Concord, 7 of 27 from the field for the game. That's 26%. 2 of 10 from three-point range. 5 of 13 from the free throw line. Warsaw, 24 of 52 from the field, 46% in the second half, just 8 out of 25 for 32% for the game. 9 of 23 from three-point range. They were 0 of 8 after halftime. They were 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 37 to 18. Warsaw with 12 turnovers in the game, Concord with 26, and most of those came in the first half when Warsaw provided a snowstorm once again here at McEwen Gymnasium and the Minutemen could not function. They just don't have the guards to keep up with the Lady Tigers when they are doing what they did in the first half and they're doing it well. Again, the final score, Warsaw 61, Concord 21. We are waiting for Lenny Krebs. He's on his way up. We'll talk with him next on News Now Warsaw. Lenny Krebs joins us here in the southeast corner of McEwen Gymnasium after Warsaw beats the Concord Minutemen 61-21. You know, I told the listeners this story back in the second quarter, so I'm going to tell you and see what kind of response I get, because I gathered the girls up over there at the bottom of the stairs on the other side, like I usually do in the sectional, just kind of that last-second pep talk kind of a thing, and the basics of it is just breathe. Right? Just breathe. It'll be okay. Just breathe. And I do that because I want to see who's the most nervous. And the one who couldn't look at me was Brooks Artman. Once they threw the ball up, she didn't look too nervous, did she, to you?
I told you in pregame I was sitting up there talking to Brooks Artman, and she was talking about how nervous she was. I told her, because her dad told me today that he usually comes in third period, and we have my counseling session is what I call it. He comes in, but he didn't come in today. He sent me a text to tell me that his furnace went out. And so my comment to Brooks sitting up there was, you should be more nervous about sleeping in the cold tonight than you are about playing another basketball game, because you've done this so often. That kid's a gamer. She come out, and when she starts rolling, she's tough to stop from that three-point range. But a collective effort, defensive pressure led to a lot of offensive transition opportunities, and that's a tribute to the entire group. Zoe Bergen's another one of those Audrey Grahams. It's like her fingers grow another 4 inches every time somebody gets ready to throw a basketball. She's amazing at pressuring the basketball and getting deflections. And she doesn't always come up with the basketball. Because it gets deflected, her teammates get a lot of steals that she creates. But that first possession, we got a turnover and a layup. That's what we wanted on that first possession, just get those jitters out. Proud of these kids and just the total effort that they gave for 32 minutes.
I know that it's a 40-point game, right? So you don't think of a lot of drama and a lot of tension. But there were some nerves there with those girls. Can you put a value on getting that first basket? Because we see teams in sectional games, regional games, semi-state games, state finals. They go for a long time at the beginning of the game, can't get that first bucket, and it gets harder and harder the longer you go.
No, getting that first basket and just getting those nerves out of the way and just getting everybody to do what you told them to do, just breathe. But when that first basket goes in, you can just feel that air, just that exhale of, oh, we're going to be all right. And it's important that we get a good look in that situation. And we created that opportunity, and then we just fed off that energy. This is a team that feeds off of energy. You notice in the second half when we went to half court and we tried to move the basketball, that they didn't have that same energy, because that's not how they've been trained to play. They've been trained to play up in your mug for 32 minutes, and that's they haven't been able to understand intensity shouldn't matter with proximity on the floor and when you pick up. That's a maturity thing. And, we have to get better at that, because we definitely have to be able to defend in the half court in order to win. But this is just how they've been trained to play, and they once you take that away from them, they don't know what to do at times. And that's where we have to get better.
There will be no letdown in intensity on Friday, sir. That's going to be another 32 minutes of craziness against Elkhart, a team you played 1 week ago tonight. And it was 32 minutes of craziness then.
It's going to be another 32 minutes of just like you said, craziness of not knowing what's going to happen. Elkhart is a great ball club, coached by a great coach who's going to have them ready and prepared. I think he knew a lot of our stuff, as well as we knew our stuff. And that's where we have to be able to take option B, C, and D out of our offense. And, it's going to be a fun weekend. I told the girls we have an opportunity to be one of 16 teams playing another week. And that starts with Friday against Elkhart.
Okay, we'll see you then.
Yep, thank you.
Lenny Krebs of the Warsaw Lady Tigers, winners tonight in the opening round of the sectional. Final score was 61-21. So, we're done. We can finish up now. We can say goodnight from here at Concord. Warsaw is a winner by a score of 61-21. We thank Steve back at the station for a job well done. I remind you that the boys play on Thursday, 6:10 airtime on News Now Warsaw, and then the girls on Friday in the semifinals, and we'll go on at about 7:10. Have a great night, everyone.